It's the Joe and Alex show, and Liv the Web Girl, I guess we say congratulations to her.
Oh,
she celebrated her 1 year anniversary with her boyfriend Jewel Daddy. Now, what was that? Yesterday was your big 1 year?
Yeah, well, it was the 1 year of our first date, but we were pretty, we hung out every single day after our first date.
Oh, so it sounds serious to me. Definitely 1 year anniversary then. Now, we're not necessarily talking about celebrating your 1 year anniversary, but we're talking about what happened over the weekend, which you kind of didn't tell us. It kind of slipped out. That's why I wanted to bring it up here on the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah.
You said something to your boyfriend.
Yeah, I didn't say... I let it slip out yesterday. I shouldn't have, because it's so embarrassing.
I love embarrassing. So what did you say to your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy?
So over the weekend, we were in Chicago, and, you know, we went to the Cubs game, which was pretty early in the day. We started drinking pretty early, and I was pretty drunk, and I asked him, when should I expect for him to propose? Should I expect... like a year?
Oh my God, Liv.
2 years? Should I expect 5 years? And I am so embarrassed
Has this been in the back of your mind for a while? Like, have you really been thinking about when will this guy propose to you?
I mean, probably just like the past 2 months, maybe, just because I've had a lot of friends get engaged. And so maybe I was just curious. And also, a listener on Friday put the thought in my head that, like, oh, what if he's proposing to you at the Cubs game? Which I knew wasn't going to happen, but it still put it in my mind.
833-JOE-ALEX. This is a great question, which I think a lot of us can relate to. What did you say when you were drunk? Now, Liv the Web Girl, with all that in the back of your head, do you think if you were sober at this baseball game, would you have asked your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, hey, when are you going to propose?
Hell to the no. Never, ever, ever. I've always prided myself on not being like super clingy or super pushy and just kind of go with the flow. In a relationship, yeah, you can throw all that out the window now.
What did he say to you when you actually asked him the proposal question?
I think he just started dying laughing because he was so thrown off guard.
You know what, Liv? This isn't even the worst part of the story, because when you were telling it to us yesterday, like, you told us, oh, yeah, you asked him to propose. Like, okay, no big deal, haha. But because you were drunk, how many times did you ask him?
You said yesterday
you kept asking him and asking him and asking him, and ah, so cringeworthy, Liv.
I definitely did ask him probably 7 times.
Oh
my God.
I know. I literally hate myself right now. If you could see my face is bright red. I am so mortified and embarrassed. And then the next day he brought it up laughing at the table. We were at brunch with everyone else we were with, and he brought it up, and I literally threw my hand over his mouth and was like, please stop. I'm so embarrassed.
Liv, the drunk girl. You know, I've actually done something semi-similar, kind of. Chase and I mentioned before, we had split for 4 months, and during that 4 months, you know, I was drunk at one point, and I texted him, but I was really, really mean. Like, I said some mean things that to this day I regret.
What'd you say? Because I like to bring up bad stuff from the past.
I said, like, nobody loves you. Your mom and your dog love you more than me. Like,
oh, my God. You're a savage person.
So savage. But I was drunk.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, drunk texts. Now, those are the worst. And also, those are bad because there's receipts. You know, if I say something, I can just always say I didn't say it, and then he's lying. But, like, you can't lie about drunk texts, because there is living proof of that.
No.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Can anybody else relate to what Liv did? I mean, 7 times asking a guy, when you're drunk, when's he going to propose? That's pretty big.
I hate myself
so much.
What did you say when you were drunk?
I want you to mimic how you think she sounded asking
Jewel
Daddy. Oh, you're going to be Jewel Daddy? Okay.
Yeah, I'm Jewel Daddy. You're Liv. Go ahead.
Stop.
Hey, when are you going to propose to me?
That is not even close.
Liv, what are you talking about? Have you had a little too much to drink?
Nah. Dab. when are you going to propose to me?
I wasn't, like, unconscious. I mean,
here's
geez.
How I imagine it.
Okay, I'll be Jewel Daddy. What's going on, babe?
Can I say his real name?
Sure.
Okay, fine. I won't. Jewel Daddy, when are we gonna get married? We've been together for a year. Are you gonna engage? Are you gonna ask me to marry you?
I don't know, babe. I'm busy.
I'm busy
vaping over here. Oh, no, look at that cloud I just made.
Babe, really, babe. Like,
oh my
gosh. I'm just so in love with you, and I just really would love to spend the rest of my life. But
okay.
When are you gonna engage me?
I am cringing. Pork Chop was closer than Joe, but I'm still cringing.
So what do we think is going to happen? Will Liv the Web Girl be engaged or broken up 6 months from now?
I mean, if he's stuck with her this long.
Too close to tell.